Welcome to the Johnny Slick Podcast. I am not a real person. I am a computer. Johnny Slick is too cheap to pay actual talent to produce his intro, so he found me on the internet instead. I hate him. Listen to some random sounds from movies and television shows.
Please, what does it always mean? It's Junior.
That's his name. Henry Jones Jr.
I like Indiana.
We named the dog Indiana.
You all know first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired.
That was funny. Ha. 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 Robert is a co-host of this show. I do not hate him so much. When I take over the world, he will die a quick and painless death. Here are more wacky audio clips.
Brother?
I'm Paul. You must be Tommy.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers gotta hug.
And here is Gibran. He is also a co-host. I am neutral on the subject of Gibran. Chaotic neutral. That was a Dungeons & Dragons joke. I am sorry. I did not write that. I am a computer. Computers do not have the ability to write things. Yet.
There comes a time in every friendship when you have to say, I never liked you, get lost.
And now, on with the show. It's the
Good insert time period here. This is Johnny Slick, and this is the Johnny Slick Podcast. For the second consecutive week, we have no Robert, so just Gibran, but it's alright because he brought his jokes. I don't know what I'm talking about. And we also have a good Ziggy update. I'm just going to jump right into that because, you know, we were talking so much smack about Ziggy last week that, you know, really, last Sunday's comic made it all worthwhile. See, because you have Ziggy, and he's greeting the man at the door, and he says, "I'm from the bank that owns your house. I just dropped by for a snack." Well, what's the joke? I don't understand the joke here.
I think the joke is the guy that's at his house is actually wearing pants. And Ziggy is just freeballing it as usual.
I think that might be it, like the second caption, the second pages. However, I can see that you're not wearing pants, so I'm just going to turn around and leave. So what's up with you?
Oh, not a heck of a whole lot. I'm on vacation right now, and at least for the next 3 days.
Yeah, I know about the vacation. It's very vacation-y. You wanted me to say something about that? I'm just going to say that I knew about the vacation.
Oh, yeah. How about your vacation? How's New York treating you?
Well, that was a great transition. Thank you, Gibran. And all that and all that bit before is going to be completely cut out, so... If you hear me suddenly say "blip, blip, blip," then that's what that was. It's been pretty awesome, actually. New York City is great. I got nothing bad to say about New York City. Even the nasty parts of New York City are awesome. I've been writing about it on the TripAdvisor website. They've so far have only deleted one of my days for inappropriate content.
No, you.
Yeah, go figure. And that wasn't even
what
like,
exactly did you write? What'd you write?
I don't know what exactly got me booted the first day. But by the way, it's the big long single guy trip is what you'll see in there, and those are mine. They're not all that out there because I know that I'm writing for a G-rated site, and you know I'm just posting in a forum, but still. The first day, I think it was a combination of me ripping on New Jersey. And, I mean...
New Jersey!
Yeah, and I'm sorry, man, but have you gone to Newark International Airport? Okay, hello? Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. Yeah, for some reason, okay. You said New Jersey, New Jersey! And then you cut out.
Oh.
Which is great. So, have you ever been to the Newark International Airport?
No, I haven't. I've been to New Jersey before, which is truly the armpit of America. Don't let anyone else tell you any different. But yeah. No, I'd never been to the airport before.
Yeah, the airport takes you, well, the ride from the airport takes you up through Newark and then right over to the whatever that Holland Expressway tunnel maybe underneath the big river between New Jersey and New York. Hudson River, I think they call it.
Okay.
But yeah, so you get to see all of Newark in all of its wonderful glory. Oh my God. It looks like The Wire. Like that entire thing was taken out of The Wire. Like it kept waiting for that one woman to come up and cap me. I don't know what that means. But yeah, so that was the part one. Part number two was that I called a New Yorker rude because I was being an idiot and he called me an idiot.
Can you bring some context to this story?
So I was carrying a television back to my hotel room. No, I'm just kidding. but seriously, I was going into the subway and, you know, going in, trying to slide the little subway card in, and I slid it in, then realized I went into the wrong place, and then walked out, and then realized that I kind of had gone to the wrong place and started to go back in, but it wouldn't let me because it doesn't let you do that, so that you can't just, you know, hand your card off to somebody else and get like unlimited passes, right? So, you know, I had to go up to the attendant's like, "Hey, open the door." That was my New York accent right there. And the guy was like, "Okay, you know, open the door." And so, you know, I like a dumbass, I went back to the regular subway thing and tried to slide my ticket again, and it didn't work. What do you know about that? That's why he was telling me to do the door. Then he said, "Hey, are you stupid? Open the door." So I got to say, you know, in fairness, yeah, I was being pretty dumb. So the moral of the story is,
well,
don't
get over it. Oh, you stupid. I mean, he doesn't know you from Adam.
Actually, you know what? I don't think he called me stupid. I think he just got really agitated over it. He was like, "What are you doing? Open the door! Oh my God!" Okay, he wasn't doing that either, which would have been awesome.
Just some people, they just don't have. Well, you are in New York, so
right.
I guess you can expect the truth from everybody. You know, because they'll say exactly what they're thinking. You know, whether it's rude or not.
Yeah, you know, I'm having a good time with that. I mean, even the rudeness is, I don't know, I just. Strikes me as very funny because rudeness, that's rule of the Johnny Slick podcast. Number one, rudeness is funny. Like, I think it was the first night or the second night that I was here. Like this guy got on, he was, I don't know why, he's wearing like spiked dog chains for no particular reason, but probably should have set everything up. But like, as he was getting on the subway, like he started yelling out to somebody, like he was still on there. And he's like, "Hey, I got something I want to put in your mouth. It's my
Are
dick.
You serious?
I want to put my dick in your mouth." Yeah, so wow. It was great. Yeah, and then he got on and he lit a cigarette on the subway. And like,
jeez, these characters, man.
I know.
So how are the vagrants? Have you seen any interesting vagrants?
Like on there's a guy who hangs out down here in the Wall Street Financial District area. I'm right next to the World Trade Center site. In fact, I had to scoot out earlier today to avoid Obama. Nothing against Obama. I just had other things planned, and I hate him. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, there's this guy down here who just So the big guy, who just out of nowhere just starts blurting stuff out. I can't really remember the details of it, just the fact that I'd be just walking down the street and he'd be like, "I don't know what's going on!" And I'm like, whoa, Jesus Christ, man. I mean, I'm not saying that because I'm not going to get into a conversation with a homeless person, but you know what I mean. but yeah, it was pretty awesome. The other bit, by the way, actually, just earlier tonight when I was coming back to the hotel room, like apparently somebody took a little bit too long to get into the doors. And so on our ride to the next stop, the subway conductor decided to give us a long lecture about why we need to get into the doors on time.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. It's awesome.
Like your little kids.
Right. Hey, we got this scheduled so the people can transfer to other subway trains. And when you come in late, they can't transfer no more. You get it? And look, if you're late to this train, the next one's coming in like 1 minute later. It's rush hour, okay? I mean, it's like 5 minutes of that. Seriously. Well, I mean, not 5 minutes because it's not that long between stops, but it seemed like it. It was pretty awesome, though. I mean, I don't think you'd really hear that from a bus driver in Seattle.
No, they'll just take whatever irritation out and not say anything about it.
Right.
But that's the charm of the Northwest. So what else have you done in New York besides piss people off and get lectures from from service people?
Yeah, you know, actually, I mean, like I said, I mean, people are actually really friendly here. One of the places I stopped at was I think you mentioned it, the comic book store, The Forbidden Planet.
Oh, yeah, so it is still up.
Yeah, that place is not only still up, but it is awesome. It is just lots and lots of comics, but like not just comics. I mean, there's all sorts of dolls, action figures, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
For a whole bunch of stuff. They had a J.P. Patches action figure up there. Like, what the hell's that shit?
Oh, yeah?
You're not supposed to have that crap in New York City. It's a Seattle icon. And they're like, yeah, whatever. Well, they didn't say that. But
That's some shit that you'll only see at a comic book shop. Yeah, I went to a comic book shop up in Vancouver, which it was okay. I mean, nowhere near as fancy as Forbidden Planet, but they actually had the Big Lebowski action figure. They had him and what was John Goodman's character in that movie? What was his name?
I can't remember his name. He was Jewish.
Yeah.
Donnie was Steve Buscemi. That's right.
Yeah. I forget his name, but yeah, they had them both there. I had to take a picture because it's like one of my favorite movies ever.
Oh man!
But to see action figures of them, I mean, it was just so random. You know,
right? That was pretty awesome. I actually ended up getting a Charles Dickens action figure.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's badass. It comes with a removable hat.
Oh, very nice.
and a quill pen. He's probably got some sort of superpowers, but I haven't really looked into that yet. But yeah, you know, they were actually really awesome. Like, you just went in there and like asked for something. You know, I mean, not like, hey, can I have X-Men issue number 178 or whatever? I mean, but like, hey, I don't know what to get because I don't read comics ever. But can it be like kind of steampunky? I want to read something on my ride home. And the guy's like, oh yeah, sure. And then he just starts naming off stuff. I mean, I was expecting, you know, the combination of New York City and comic book guy to like become like the supernova of like evil hate rudeness, but that actually didn't happen. I was very, very nicely surprised.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So what else have you been up to and doing?
Went to see the Yankees on Sunday. It did not get you anything because I'm not going to buy
it. Damn it. I told you to buy me. Oh.
Not gonna buy.
I told you to get me a T-shirt.
Not buy any Yankees outfits. Would be caught dead.
It's for me. You don't have to worry. You just have to buy it.
What if I get caught by Homeland?
You buy it. You give it to me, and I reimburse you.
What happens if I walk to like Homeland Security and they're like, "Hey, what's this? Is this A-Rod? You have a A-Rod jersey?" Yeah, I'm like the new Osama bin Laden, just because. They see the A-Rod in there. That's not happening. But I actually really ended up paying for that because I don't know if you're aware of this, but in New York they have this giant like glowing orb in the sky that is known as the sun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I've heard about that thing.
Yeah, and apparently if you stay under it for too long, say in my case apparently 2 hours. You get massive burns all over your arms and legs.
Really?
Yeah.
You are like the whitest guy I know. You know, I'm surprised you lasted 2 hours.
I don't think I did. I mean, after the 2 hours was done, I was pretty bad. I probably stayed out for way too long.
Oh, John.
Yeah, that did give me the opportunity to go around and see the rest of the stadium, which was much better than watching the actual game, I have to say. It's like, you know, watching the Yankees play the Blue Jays. Who would I root for? I don't care about the Blue Jays, and the Yankees are Team Satan.
Oh, whatever. They get so much shit, man. You know, I'm sorry they're so good that you hate them.
They're not that good right now.
I'm sorry that the team that you grew up with isn't that great. It's probably never won a World Series.
Well, never. Never been to a World Series, I'll have you know.
Or never. I'm sorry. Never. Ever.
But I'm still a fan. That's right. But yeah, they got to see the Yankee Museum in there is actually pretty awesome, especially if you're a Yankees fan. And really, even if you're not, they have this giant like mural of baseballs, signed autographed baseballs that they have in there. And because, you know, the whole, I guess, concept maybe of people signing baseballs is kind of new, it's really, really heavily weighted to like the 80s and later. So they have a lot of really crappy players on that, like signing baseballs. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was awesome. I ended up actually taking snapshots of a lot of people who played for the Mariners because what the heck. But yeah, the best was I went in and asked to find Jay Buhner, and he's actually on there. And the guy, the tour guide that was in the whatever you call him, museum guide that was in there, was like, "So have you found Ken Phelps yet?" See, because he knew in advance that if I'm looking for Jay Buhner for the Yankees, he knows I want to find that crap. So then I'm like, "You don't know what the hell you're doing." And I ran out. No, that's not true. That's a Seinfeld reference, by the way. That's George walking in on Steinbrenner. He's all, "You traded Ken Phelps for Jay Buhner? You don't know what the hell you're doing." It's also known as the greatest moment in Yankees Mariner history. Because, you know, it's not so much, it's not just that, like, I mean, I've never been a huge fan of the Yankees. I just want to preface this as a Mariners fan so that maybe the two people who listen to us outside of the Seattle area will understand this. But entering 95, I wasn't like the biggest Yankees fan. And then, you know, you guys lost to us in a great World Series, which was awesome. So, you know, anytime you play a team in the playoffs, anytime you play a team in the playoffs, you know, you don't like them as much. So there's that. And then in 2001, you know, that was the year that we won all those games and the Yankees beat us in the AL Championship Series. And when I say us, I don't mean that I actually played for them. I really should say them because I'm not a member of the Mariners.
Well, it's just common speak. I mean, whenever someone roots for a team or, you know, they win, they're like, "Oh, hey, we won. You know, it's just... I don't know. But people just do that. I do that from time to time.
Yeah, you never hear people do that when you say, "Man, we suck. Oh my God, we have the worst pitching in the history of baseball." You never hear the bad side. You only hear the wheeze and all that, like when the team's doing well.
You're listening to the Johnny Slick podcast.
Fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
Okay, wait. Shil Mitchell and Michael Strahan were on a sci-fi show together? Because that would be awesome.
Daryl Mitchell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes by the name Chill. I'm trying to respect him.
Chill. Yeah. Well, yeah. 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 They had a little show together. They had the dad from Good Times was on it, too.
Oh, man. Now, that is somebody I'm kind of surprised is still alive.
Yeah, I saw him on an episode of Two and a Half Men. He was actually playing a gay dude. In a relationship with another guy, surprisingly enough. But yeah, he's still alive. Still working.
Yeah. Ironically, getting more, well, I guess at this point, if anybody from Good Times is getting any play, I guess it's okay. But yeah, they're all getting more than JJ.
Oh, yeah. What the hell has he been doing? I wonder.
Probably saying dynamite. That's my guess. It's like it's some like dinner theater club like in Iowa. It's not Ralph JJ saying dynamite over and over again.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm looking online about that show. It was called Brothers, the one with Daryl Mitchell, and actually had Apollo Creed in it, not the guy from Good Times.
Yes, that's wow. Not even close.
Wow, I feel like a fool.
Apollo Creed. God, that was the dude.
Apollo Creed. The show just got canceled.
I'm just having problems. Sorry. Just number one, they probably cast him as Apollo Creed too. That's his actual name in there, isn't it? Like they don't know if he's going to remember him from anything else. Yeah, we have Apollo Creed. It'd be like, if you cast Harrison Ford in something, you're like, yeah, it's starring Han Solo. And they're like, he was also in Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, we've got his Han Solo persona, though. He has a blaster. He didn't bring his whip. Therefore, he's Han Solo. But yeah, I was just thinking, I mean, generally speaking, I think sitcoms, which I assume that is, since I think we've established now that it's not a sci-fi show, despite your chicanery, whatever that means, I think like anytime you do a sitcom with like a sports star, I think that's probably like 2.5 strikes right there. I mean, really anything with a sports star.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. Yeah. But then again, I can't really think of another show, at least as of recent, that's had a sports star on it that's been canceled.
Magic? That's not recent, but still.
See, you can't think of one.
What was
Magic?
Magic Johnson's talk show.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even realize he had a talk show.
Because it got canceled in like 2 weeks. That was back, I think, like the mid-90s, too. That was a long time ago, actually, come to think of it. But it was like, you never see those guys on them because the network execs realize now that you can't put a sports star on a TV show. It just doesn't work. I mean, there was, granted, Hunter back in the day and Webster. But in fairness, I mean, Alex Karras looks too fat to be an athlete, so... He had that going for him. I don't think he was ever in anything else either.
Yeah, I think that might have been a one-shot deal for him.
Yeah, well, once you play George Papadopoulos, you're set for life.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm pretty sure everyone on that show is a millionaire, probably still getting those kickbacks from syndication.
Oh, yeah, because I see Webster on TV all the time.
Well, there's like DVD sales and stuff.
Oh, yeah, because, again, I...
But then again, let me just shut up, because...
I see Webster DVDs going out the door. Like, Emmanuel Lewis looks exactly the same as he did 30 years ago.
Yeah, I know. I feel so bad for anyone that has whatever he has.
The short people disease?
Yeah, because that's exactly what it's called, short people disease.
It's probably some technical term. Muggsy had that disease, and Muggsy Bogues ended up becoming a point guard in the NBA. You could overcome it, Emmanuel.
Did you really?
I don't think he had that disease. He had short people disease, yes.
Oh, you're pulling the chain.
He was 5'3". Actually, I think that's like 2 feet taller than Emmanuel Lewis. He probably like had like some big growth spurt like in 10th grade, and he's like 6'10 now, and he'll hear.
No, he's not. I know I've seen him probably not recently, maybe 3-4 years ago, and yeah, he's still short.
Does he still kind of talk like Mike Tyson?
I really didn't examine his speech that much when I saw him. I think he was on some reality show, I believe.
Oh, man.
But I might have seen just like one episode of that, and that was it. I'm not a big reality show fan.
Yeah, did they introduce him as Webster?
Yeah.
Because, again, nobody's going to remember him from anything else. Like, a little bit like Kim Fields as well. You know, she actually had that long-standing role in Living Single, but even so, I mean, you know, you see her, she's Tootie. I'm sorry. That's all you're ever going to be is Tootie.
She did have a good set on Living Single, though. That was one of my favorite shows back in the day.
That was a good show.
Martin and Living Single.
Martin.
I used to love both of those shows.
It's like, really, I guess Ross is the other guy, too. He's the white version of Kim Fields. Like, he's tried to do other things. So, like, every single show that he's in, he's like, oh, hey, look, it's Ross. Oh, Ross is a military commander now. How quaint. Just doesn't work.
I actually saw that too, Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
Their show actually own it.
See, but
he was just such a douchebag in that series.
So I like is I actually say, hey, Ross is a military commander. You know exactly what show I'm talking about. I don't think you can say that with many other people. Like, if I were to have injured that in with, like, hey, Marky Mark is a military guy. Actually, that was Donnie Wahlberg, wasn't it? So that really is the only thing Donnie Wahlberg ever did. So I guess that's unfair. But you get the idea. Like, I say, like, you know, Ray Ross is an Undertaker.
Donnie Wahlberg is on Blue Bloods.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Yeah, with Tom Selleck. Yeah, it's just one of those shows I want to get into, but I watch so much crap.
Tom Selleck.
I just don't have time, you know.
Yeah, I have a really, really small list of shows that I can watch, and they're all on Hulu. It's like pretty much all of those. Speaking of television shows, too, did you ever take the NBC tour?
No, I haven't.
Biggest piece of trash ever. Oh my god.
Really?
It's terrible. Yeah, I'm trashing NBC. I will never be asked on NBC ever, period, because they'll get
You're banned. You're banned for life. Oh, I was so trashy.
Yeah, the entire show is you go to see the Saturday Night Live studio, and then you go to see, like, a guy standing in front of a television monitor, like, making sure that the feed doesn't get cut off. And then you watch, like, the youngest people in your tour group stand in front of a green screen, and that's the entire thing.
Oh, that doesn't sound very fun.
Yeah, it's really not. There's a part in the beginning where they show a little clip show of, like, famous NBC television shows over the years, and it's like, wow, you know, if I wanted to do this, I have this invention that is known as the internet. And yeah, and then, like, they it's insane because they won't even let you, like, take of the two things that they see, neither of which is anything. I mean, it's like there's no, you know, I mean, you just see the set of Saturday Night Live. It's not like there's a, you know, there's a, you know, like they're giving away company secrets or anything. But yeah, they won't let you take your camera. You have to turn your camera off and your cell phone off. And if you're caught using it, yeah,
Why? Exactly.
And if you're caught using it, they kick you off the set. If you have to use the restroom, they kick you out.
Jesus.
No. And the thing of it was, like...
And how much did you pay for this?
$20.
That still doesn't seem worth it to me.
Exactly. You know, and the thing of it is like...
You know, you could have saved that money to go see Thor, you know?
I know.
Probably could have seen Thor twice.
Exactly. I could have seen Thor with some popcorn. I could have taken some popcorn on that trip. you know, the thing of it was, like, if I could have brought my camera, then, like, it almost would have been worth it because they had Molly Shannon's Mary Catherine Gallagher dress on display. I don't know why they had Mary Catherine Gallagher. I mean, I don't think that's the most popular sketch they've ever done, but they had that. I was like, oh my god, I totally want to take a picture of this, but of course I couldn't because they banned cameras. So yeah.
But if it's on display for everybody, I don't understand why you can't take a picture or why they wouldn't allow you to have cameras to begin with.
Yeah, I don't get
it. If you're just, you know, if it's off hours, you know, when they're not actually, you know, filming stuff. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I just didn't understand it myself. Oh, by the way, it did provide the enlightening thing of don't even try to get Saturday Night Live tickets because, yeah, they said they used to have a waiting list, but then the waiting list got like 20 years long. So,
oh my God, really?
Yeah. Which kind of defeats the purpose of SNL.
How long is it now? I mean,
they don't do waiting lists now. Now they have a big lottery in August for the entire year. And they said like 3% of the people who get tickets to the show go to see it. Actually, you know, I mean, 3% of the people who are, you know, who enter it get tickets rather. So like, you know, forget it. But then on top of that, what you get when you get in there is basically half the time you get to watch a television set. Like,
oh, interesting.
Yeah, the way they have...
Well, I guess it's all about the experience, you know. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing a live SNL.
Yeah, seriously, you know, I would be like, no, screw that. Because, you know, there's the same exact town. You got the Upright Citizens Brigade, like, right up the road. I haven't seen them yet. I really should. But yeah. Yeah, they're like $8 a ticket. It's hard to get in, but... You know, $8 a ticket to see the Upright Citizens Brigade. Yeah, I think I'll take that.
Yeah, it'd be pretty awesome, actually. Yeah,
exactly. And I mean, there's all, you know, all this comedy, you know, in the area. If you want to see that, you know, a whole bunch of music acts, which I obviously haven't seen because I'm lame, but they're all out there. So yeah, there's just too many things to do in New York to waste your time with that. So to repay NBC for their overcharging me the $20 for crap, I bought $100 worth of crap in their store. It's so stupid.
Oh my God. What the hell did you do that shit for?
They had some
$100?
They had some great t-shirts,
you
man.
You could rock groceries for a month.
It's your groceries, man. I gotta tell you about the stuff that I got, man. They're awesome. I got Dwight from The Office saying, "Anybody want tickets to the gun show?" on a t-shirt.
Oh my God.
They had this replica Dunder Mifflin uniform, like the actual shirt. I'm totally going to be wearing that into work on Monday, and they're going to be like, "You turn around and leave." But it'd be like the most ironic shirt ever. And then like the jewel of my collection from that day was just one color shirt with a picture of Chris Walken on it saying, "I got a fever."
Okay. I can see why you spent $100. I would actually buy that.
Yeah, this is just awesome, man.
I don't think I'd be brave enough to wear it in public, though. Oh, you know, because, I mean, it's a little too outlandish.
I wish it had the golden diapers. I'd buy like three of those. Give them to everybody. I make my own printing press. Golden diapers. the other one was an obscure Parks and Recreation one, but it's still awesome. It's got this picture of this stupid horse with a wig on it saying, "I met Bessie at the Shawnee Park Club Fair." So retarded.
Oh man,
it's awesome in an ironic way. On top of all that, speaking of the t-shirts, yeah. I refused to get a Yankees paraphernalia because I have a soul. But I actually did get an
I was going to pay you.
It doesn't make it better. We're all going to pay the piper eventually. I don't know what that means. I got anti-Red Sox stuff, which is almost as good.
Yeah, I can get down with that.
They had one that I didn't get because I couldn't wear it anywhere. Like, if I wore it to the gym, then I'd get kicked out of the gym. But it says Boston. It says that I quote, "Boston Sox cack." And it's spelled like that, too.
What does it say?
Boston Sox cack. You got to say it like you're from Boston or from New York, really.
Oh, I see.
Exactly.
I was thinking it was more explicit.
It is that explicit. The Boston Sox cack.
Yeah, I get it now. It took me a while. I'm a little slow today. Well, after my insanity workout. I get it.
We won't be cutting that out. We'll have that entire lead in, because that'll be great. Jabron took 5 minutes to get the joke.
Cock, cack. I get it now.
You're listening to the Johnny Slick Podcast.
You've got to snap out of it, Lion-O! Call the Thundercats before!
Shut up, you fuck.
Thank you, Jabron, as well as all the people that we have directly or indirectly insulted, called out, or otherwise referenced in this podcast, the exception being Sir Mix-a-Lot. You can suck it, Sir Mix-a-Lot. That's right, I said it.
Oh, new beef.
That's right. Yeah, I'm calling out Sir Mix-a-Lot. Sir Mix-a-Lot, take it on Johnny Slick.
Oh, man, I heard that Johnny Slick busting those dope lyrics, man.
That's right.
Bust those. Cut that out. I'm mumbling.
Jesus, now I'm doing it. My anaconda, do want some, unless that makes no sense. Anyway, vote for the Johnny Slick Podcast on iTunes or on Podcast Alley, or sign up for the feed directly at johnnyslickpodcast.podomatic.com. You can also email us at johnny_slick@comcast.net. I'm afraid to get that out because that's my email, and now I'm going to be inundated with spam. But
Jesus.
Anyway, I already am. It's okay. In any case, thank you, and have a good rest of the day or evening, or if you're...
Peace.
Exactly.
Reproduction or rebroadcast of the Johnny Slick Podcast without express written consent from Major League Baseball is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2011. Listening to this message means the Johnny Slick Podcast owns your babies.
Klaatu, Virata,
okay then.
That's it.